I got this on a news clip on my phone, a prophecy news clip, and it was talking about America. It used to be so great. Her emblem was an eagle.
Eagle.
An eagle. When I saw this picture, my heart broke and I started crying.
Alvin Shane.
Its head's bowed. It ain't up in the lofty clouds. It's not soaring high. It's sitting there with its feathers drooped on top of a rock on a mountain. And it's got its head bowed and it's looking down. It's not soaring anymore. And it broke my heart. It's just like an image that you have of America, one of the greatest nations on earth, the greatest military, the greatest economy, the greatest in might, the greatest in power. Everybody looked to America. America could bail them out.
Yeah.
America was the greatest giver. Other nations that were in need, we'd send our military forces over into the other nations and help bring peace and fight battles. We were strong. We were strong. But what has happened? What has happened?
What has happened?
Did not in Chronicles it say, if my people, which are called by my name,
shall
humble themselves
and pray
and seek my face and turn from
their wicked ways.
Yeah. Then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. This is completely different. I studied all day long yesterday for Thessalonians, and right at the last half hour, God said, go get your newsletter that you wrote back in 2011. So this is what I had this morning. In Isaiah, the nation was so evil. Listen to me for a little while. Listen to what God says of a nation. The Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Can God overlook the iniquity of this nation?
Can he overlook it
very much longer?
No.
Isaiah, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. He knows where his master's at. Isaiah 1 and verse 3. And his master's crib, but Israel doeth not know. My people doeth not consider. What else would it take to open people's eyes and the sinners and the ungodly? What else would it take for the backslider to realize the shape that they're in and need to call on God?
Amen.
Oh, Lord. A sinful nation. A people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Backward, it's a forward generation. Why should you be stricken anymore? God's saying people can get in such a shape, so far away from me. I've tried to correct them. I've applied the chastening rod. I've brought measures of judgment to wake them up. Can't you see the judgments of God in our land? Can't you realize that all over the globe, the whole globe is a teetering and a tottering? It's the transgression is heavy up on our earth. It's like a drunkard reeling to and fro. Can't you see it?
Yeah.
Oh God, we live in a generation they call good evil, and evil is good. They place light for darkness and darkness for light. Do your own thing. It's a humanism religion now sweeping America. You are your own God. You can make your own choices. We don't need God anymore. We've got science, and we've got our doctors, and we've got our lawyers, and we don't need the Lord anymore. Oh God, hallelujah, over 60 million little babies been aborted by the money-hungry hands of doctors, taking their little life away. Oh Lord, when their casket is nothing more than a garbage bag. The cemetery they put them in is nothing more than a dumpster in a back alley. Can God overlook this much longer?
No.
When the laws are being protected, when the Supreme Court judges to take up the court and say that homosexuality is a protected, that gays and the lesbians are protected, and they got more laws for them than the righteous do now. How much longer, God? How much longer before you say that's enough? Oh, Lord, can you raise your hand and say, I'm like my wife this morning. I want to be ready. Lord, I want to search my heart to make sure that I'm right with you, Lord. If there's ever a time I need to hold on to the Lord and search my heart to see if there's any wicked way in me. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, give me a pure heart. Give me clean hands. Give me a sanctified mind and body in a polluted generation that we live in. Everything is geared toward lust and uncleanness and sexual immorality. There's nothing decent anymore. There's no sacredness anymore. People don't blush. They bring their sins out wide open on the street, and they don't care who sees it. A bold and an appraising generation that snubs up their nose to God. I want you to know that if you sow to the flesh, you'll of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you'll of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Can you say, Lord, I want to sow the righteous things in my life. I want to serve you, Lord, and have the fruits of righteousness. I want the sweet Holy Ghost. I want, hallelujah, what my brother talked about, the sister that had. I want the Holy Ghost to mark me. I want Him to lead me. I want the Spirit to direct me. Raise your little hand and say, I need to be kept by the power of God from the corruption that is in this world. Can I say to flee a youthful lust and to run for your life and to draw nigh unto God? Did He not say, draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you? And if there's ever a time we need to walk close, it's now. Don't drift away from the Lord. Take a hold of Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
Glory, glory.
Oh, God, my heart's broke for our nation. Oh, mighty eagle. Oh, God, why should you be stricken anymore? Two twin towers, if I remember correct, they was 105 stories up, each of them. They said each one set up on 16 acres of ground, 105 stories high. Who could have ever believed that the devil could bring it down? I want to tell you something. God sees and He looks and He knows the evilness of sin and Satan. God could stop a whole lot of things. But when you set your mind that you're greater than God, you don't need God. The Lord saw those Arabs, those Muslims that hate Christianity, they hate Christ. The Lord saw them that they board the planes and knew exactly their plans. But God said, America, America wants the beautiful. You don't honor me anymore. You don't serve me. You've broken my laws and my commandments. God's hand could have stopped those big jetliners from flying into those twin towers. 105 stories up, and they began to crumble all the dust, and they filled the cities. All around them, hallelujah, dust that you could rake up a shovel's full. Over 3,000 souls went out into eternity that day. You would think, you know, after that, we had prayer meetings in churches and people were calling on God. The signs, the neon signs out in front of people's homes and businesses and churches said, pray for America. Oh, God, America is good. God, save America. But it didn't last very long. Why should you be stricken anymore? You'll keep doing iniquity. I'm telling you, we're living in a critical time. People don't have the fear of God anymore. No wonder they live like they live and do what they do. My Lord, raise your little head and say, God, we're in a desperate need this morning. We need the Lord's mercy. Did not Jeremiah say, I am married unto the backsliding? I'm married to you. I know your first love, that you followed me in a desert and you placed me number one in your life, in a place of a desert and pits and scorpions. Hallelujah, you walk with me and I led you and I guided you. But what has happened to your first love? Oh, you walked away from me. You thought your own hands, hallelujah, brought your own blessings, and you didn't need me anymore. You would think people would turn to God. I'm telling you, I see the hand of judgment upon our nation. Earthquakes are rattling. Hallelujah, the whole earth is a trembling. Out of control weather, floods and rain clouds parked over the land and pouring buckets and thousands of buckets of rain upon the same piece of ground. Flash floods. Floods coming in and muddy water coming in, washing everything people has built. Hallelujah. And made for themselves. If they've lost their belongings, they losing their life. Oh God. Wind and hurricanes and tornadoes ripping through. What else? What else can God do? I'm waking up America. My Lord, my heart's broken. Oh, mighty eagle, your head is hung low this morning. You don't realize, hallelujah, the destruction you're under. Raging sea coming in, tsunamis coming in, 270 some thousand here a few years ago, washed away, lost everything over there in the foreign land. The waves coming in higher than two or three story high buildings, coming in at jetliner speed, a wave of water 500 miles an hour, and it coming in, nobody can get away from it. Our Lord in heaven, if we ever needed God, I'm going to tell you something. People are without excuse. Oh, yes, they are. Because when God created you and breathed into you His breath and a breath of life right down into you, we understand that there's a God. By looking at the creation all around us, we realize that there is a Creator. And people's conscience, when they're born into this world, they got a conscience of right and wrong on the inside. Yes, they must be born again and be saved. But they know when they first started out what they're doing is wrong. The lying and the corruption and the violence and the murder, the bloodshed and the lust, they know better. They know better. You are without excuse. Oh, America, America, it cried, God cried to Jeremiah. He said, if you'll return unto me, I will return unto you, and I'll heal your backsliding. Raise your little hand if we ever needed our land healed, if we ever needed our soul healed, and our heart healed. It's this morning.
Amen.
We need a healing. We need to come back to God. We need to return back to the Lord. Is there not a, hallelujah, a healing? Yes, God's got a healing balm in Gilead.
Amen. Healing balm.
Why should you be stricken anymore?
Oh, God.
Brother John Cordell, back years ago, I went and heard him preach. He said this man was out in the middle of the lake, far away from the shore. His motor died on that boat.
Come on.
Said he'd crank it. He'd crank it. He'd crank it. He choked that engine. And he cranked it, and he cranked it, and he cranked it. What else could the man do? I've done all that I can do to get that motor to run. He flagged another man down with another boat, come over, pulled him to shore.
got rid of the motor. I've done everything that I can do to get you started. I want to tell you something. There'll come a time when God says, that's enough.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. As God deals with a nation, God will deal with an individual. It's the same process.
Right.
He brings chastening, he brings judgment, and he whips a nation. And so he does with an individual when they're doing wrong or going away from him. He'll bring out the whip and the rod of correction. And if we don't take heed to it, the fear of God, we need the fear of God. If we don't take heed to the Lord will say, I've tried, I've dealt, I've drawled, I've sent the pastor, I've sent messages.
Yeah.
I've stirred you in the middle of the night in your own bed. I've sent testimonies your way. And on top of all of that, you got a conscience down deep inside. You know you just ain't doing what you know that's right.
Right.
You're drifting too far from the shore.
Yes.
I didn't have any of this planned.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
I took Mary many years ago. Had a 1975 Chrysler Cordova. Was that the year of it? I bought it off of her sister Claire's husband, Johnny. 1975 Royal Blue Chrysler Cordova. I said, baby, I said, you ain't never seen the ocean. And I told her, I said, I've seen the ocean. Dad and Mom took me to the Myrtle Beach back in around 1970. That's way back here. So we loaded up all of our luggage and everything and two lawn chairs. So I took her in the northern part of Virginia Beach, way up in the northern part of it. And she can tell you I wanted an isolated place. I didn't want around the field. So we found this place, and honest, it's 75 yards down either way before you could see anybody, real scattered. We carried our lawn chairs down. And the tide was out. Remember that? We sat there in that lawn chair and we'd watch those waves come in. Seagulls a hollering, they fly over. Look out over in the distance of the waters there, and you could see the ships going by. And really, we got so enthralled in that, and a nice breeze. Beautiful day, beautiful day, beautiful blue sky. Wind felt so good. I got to looking down, I said, Mary, I said, look, the water's getting closer to us. Waves would roll in real close to us and roll back out. Another wave would come in. It's just the way God sets things up, ain't it?
Yeah.
Another wave would come in. It'd get a little bit closer to her feet. Listen, it wasn't very long. We had her shoes off, had her feet right down in the sand. And Brother Jason, that felt good to her feet, didn't it, baby?
Yeah.
That water come up and he'd get right over our feet and he'd go back out. Oh, man. Felt good. Beautiful day. But it got to where it come up underneath, all the way underneath that lawn chair. And when it went back out, honest, you could feel it. The next wave come in, water would go back out.
Yeah. Wash it away.
Sand. Shifting sand. I told Mary after a little while, I had this chair went down there about that far. I said, I guess we better move our lawn chairs. Raise your little hand. I feel the Lord. I feel the seriousness here this morning. I really do. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't want to get my eyes off of you, Lord. No, no. And think that everything's all right. No. I don't want to enjoy this world, Lord, and get my eyes on this old world. It's sinking. It's sinking. Can you say, Lord, this morning, if I need to move higher, to higher ground, let me move to higher ground, God. I don't want to go down. I don't want to go down. It's shifting sand. Everything in this world is shifting sand.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Why Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is fainting. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. He said, when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you, yea. When you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you and make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, please. Yes. Learn to do well and seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless and plead for the widow. Here it is. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Yeah. Oh, God. But they wouldn't do it. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Oh God. Ain't it amazing that God likens himself to an eagle? God spoke to Israel, the ancient past. He said, I brought you unto myself and bore you on eagle's wings. Can you say, Lord, there's times that I feel like I cannot make it. But if I put my trust in you, you'll slip underneath me those everlasting arms and you'll bear me like a mother eagle. Raise your little hand and praise him. He's a carrier. He's a lifter upper. He's a sustainer. He's an upholder. We need to return to the Lord.
Yes.
He calls his children that are filled with the Holy Ghost, he calls us eagles. He said, if you wait upon me, saith the Lord, you'll mount up in my strength. Hallelujah. Mount up with the wings of an eagle. You can run and not be weary, walk and not faint. The eagle represents freedom. They live on the tops of the lofty mountains. Listen. Eagles have unlimited freedom. They have an 8-foot wingspan. They sweep into the valley below and upward into the boundless spaces beyond the clouds. They are very strong in flight and power. They dive at over 100 miles an hour, mounting back up to the sky above the clouds, 10,000 feet up, with their keen eyesight that is 6 times greater than a man's. An eagle can spot a rabbit on the ground over a mile away. Oh God, keen eyesight. It's been known for them to swoop down on a rock cliff, plucking off a baby mountain goat weighing 40 pounds and soaring with it in its talons to the valley below. They build their nest in large trees and rock cliffs high on the mountain. If the winds and the storms tear their nest apart, they build it right back in the same spot. Brother Scotty, the devil might can bring you down, knock your legs out and under you, but he cannot keep you down. Raise your little hand and praise him. We get hit. Hallelujah. We might get persecuted and afflicted, but I tell you, we got the greater one, and there's a lifting up in him. Ain't you glad of that? He can lift you back up into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. He has all power both in heaven and earth. We are victorious. He will call us to triumph. We're more than a conqueror through him. I give him a wave offering. I believe I'll stay with the Lord. I believe I'll keep the eagle spirit.
Yes. Praise God. Oh, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, give me that eagle's determination. Give me that keen eyesight, Lord, that I can see all around me, my surroundings, and know it. Let me sense the dangers, and let me mount up. They are known for their fidelity. This is true. Once a male and a female made up and pair up with their mate.
Come on.
They remain together for life.
Yes.
until one of them dies. Both the mother and the father take care of their young. Eagles live to an incredible age of up to 30 years. No other bird of prey can touch them. It can fly right into the sun, higher and higher, till its enemies have to fall back. They love to fly in the storm, riding on the wind till they mount above the clouds. I've seen pictures of them. Eagles that get right on the edge of the nest. They're on the top of the mountain, on the rock. Their nest is there. And the wind comes in. It keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. All of a sudden that eagle will go down on its haunches like this. And it'll jump, it'll push itself up and throw its wings against that opposing force. And the wind that meant to blow it away is only a lifting force to lift it higher. Praise Him, church. Praise Him. Praise Him. I tell you, it means everything in the world to how we face our troubles and our trials down here. That eagle knows it's built within it exactly the way to tilt its wings. That's the reason they took birds. And that's the reason the Wright brothers and all these others, and modern jets that we have, jetliners, they took their pattern from a bird, and they watched the birds and how they tilt their wings. To get off on a runway, a big jet, 300 and some people on it, full force, full throttle, down the end of that runway. He pulls that lever right there, and the flaps catch the wind. And an opposing force, and the plane gets airborne. It goes higher and higher and higher. It's how we face our troubles and our trials here. If we face them with the wrong attitude, we'll go down.
Yes.
But if we'll look to the Lord and say, Lord, I'll spread my wings and I'll let the wind that was coming against me to hinder me, I will just tilt my wing a little bit higher and I'll soar up into the clouds. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Lord,
it's everything how we view our life. We're not defeated, children. God knows we're not defeated. No matter how you're tempted and you're tried, you're not defeated. The devil cannot take you down and out.
Amen.
It's our attitude in here. We've got to keep fighting. Sister Missy, we got to keep pressing. Keep right on going. And I appreciate you two with all of my whole heart. Thank God. I called them and check on them every now and then. And they said, well, Brother Tommy, we're hanging in here.
Yeah.
Still I'm hanging in here, trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God good this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still here by the grace of God. I've come this far by His mercy, the multitude of His mercy. His compassions fail not. His faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. His grace is abundant and sufficient. Ain't you glad this morning? The multitude, the riches of His mercy has kept me.
Yeah.
I'm not defeated.
Praise God.
Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Pulled all these scriptures out over there. I didn't know I was going to go this route. The Lord said, and I told you to get that newsletter for a reason. Habakkuk. Is that how you pronounce it?
Habakkuk.
Sounds good. One of the minor prophets. Listen, one of the minor ones. But yet full of power of God, wisdom of God. God fed him knowledge, and he could see spiritual insight, spiritual discernment. Habakkuk was in a time of evil. The time of sin, and the nation all around him was corrupt. What am I going to do, God? What am I going to do? Although the 3:17, Habakkuk 3:17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, it won't bloom. Neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail. No olives, no oil. And the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. It seems like everything is gone. It seems like all hope is gone. Everything is dried up. Everything is a drought. There's no life around me whatsoever, Habakkuk is saying. Yet verse 18, yet
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Raise your little hand. There's a high place that God's got for every one of us. He can lift us up, Brother Scotty. He can keep us going. Though it all looks like it's a dying and souls all around us in a wicked world, he said, yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. We got something to praise the Lord for this morning, that we can feel the Spirit of God in our church. Give him a wave offering of what we already felt. The anointing and the singing. Hallelujah.
He said, upon my high place.
Yes.
I love it when Brother Jason gets blessed, Sister Missy, Brother Earl gets blessed.
Yeah.
They're on their high place, and I can share in that because of the overflow.
Share it.
Drink water from your own cistern.
Yeah.
That's good. You get up, God blesses you. Man alive, I feel that splashing over on me.
Yeah.
Brother Scotty gets up and testifies, and it just grips your heart, and you feel something on the inside of splash over. But there ain't nothing in this whole wide world like drinking water from your own cistern. When you pray and get a hold of the Lord and he pours it out into your own soul, raise your hand and say, thank God, I can pray it down. I've got a high place in God.
Amen.
Yes.
Psalms, thank God there's a lifting up.
Right.
Lifting up.
The Lord will always lift up his people.
Yes.
Amen.
When you can't do it on your own, and when you cannot deliver yourself, then the Lord will bear his children and carry them.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
He'll lift them on high, and he's promised a high place when it looks so bad. Honest to goodness, I am glad for you all.
Yes.
I'm glad for my pastor. I'm glad for every member and everyone that's connected to this church.
Yes.
I'm glad that we come and it feels like you walk into a haven. You walk into a pavilion where God is.
Thank God.
And there's encouragement here. There's inspiration here in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for my brother and my sister. Listen, Job 5:8-11. I would seek unto God which doeth great things.
Great things.
Now this is after he lost everything. He sets on high those that be low, and those that mourn may be exalted to safety. He's going to lift me up. Can I tell you this morning? Come on, trust the Lord this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Psalms 32:6. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. How many knows God can be found? Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Hallelujah. Some of you might feel like the psalmist David when he cried out to God in prayer. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I am come into deep waters. Have you ever been there? Where the floods overflow me. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on a high. Lift me up above the shadows. Plant my feet on the higher ground. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Can I exhort all of us this morning to run to God?
Yes. Come on.
Set your hope in him.
Right.
Oh, sinner and backslider, you better get ready.
Yes.
Greater things and greater judgments and greater troubles are right out in the horizon.
Yes.
That's right.
If you don't make God your refuge and high tower, you will go down with the rest of society when the floods come. There will come a time that people will run, but it'll be too late.
Yes.
There'll be no place to hide. No safe haven. They'll cast their gold and their silver to the moles and the bats, and they'll run into the mountains and cry for the mountains to fall on them. They'll run back into the caves. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits upon the throne. My Lord, my God. Brother Jason, I want to go home. With all of my heart, I want to go back with the Lord when he comes, when he calls your number. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I'm trying. I want to be ready. There'll be no shelter you wait too late. There'll be no refuge because you never got ready and gave God your heart. Oh, people don't repent. They don't pray. They won't repent of their sins. They reject the Savior. They go on living their life in sin. Listen, there's a flood coming. And I'm not just talking about natural water, not of natural disasters, but there's spiritual floods. Even of ungodliness is now breaking forth on our society and through our lawmakers. She will reap for her sins of sodomy, abortion, lust, fornication, and sexual sins, her covetousness and greed. We live in an entertainment drunken society where people are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. America's morals have sunk down to the dirt. Our society is a cesspool of iniquity. There's nothing where nothing is decent or sacred anymore. People's minds are polluted with unclean thoughts day and night. This thing is a winding up and it's coming to an end.
Yeah. If you want to come, I could go on and on and on with this. Would you come? Would you come, please?
Oh, God. Help us, Lord.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord. Dear Lord. For thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah 30 and 12. Thy bruise is incurable. And thy wound is grievous. People that will reject God over and over and over, it'll get to where they cannot be healed, they cannot be fixed, they cannot be mended. Listen, this is serious this morning. Return, you backsliding children, and I'll heal your backslidings.
Return.
Return to me. Return to me. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Some people will say, Lord, I'll return. I'll run to you as fast as I can come. Those that's able to stand, would you stand? I could go on in this newsletter. I mean, this is a last 30-minute thing, what I had for you all this morning. It's nothing that I studied. But if we ever needed to cry for America, Brother Jason, it's
right
now.
Lord, help us.
Help us, God. Please help us. Send an awakening, a shaking in the people's souls to wake them up. Can we find a place to pray?
Awake us.
There's a high place, Lord. There's a high place. Keep me in that high place. Tell the Lord this morning, I want to stay high. Don't let me go low now, Lord. I got to stay high in the high place, in the high place. Run to the rock. Come on.
Think I'm gonna pray. me just a little bit stronger.
Reach to it.
praise him. Praise him. The Lord is in the house.
Promises I'm gonna see.